Thank you, Juan Carlos, and it's great to be back here, and it's nice to be here also as we are in a somewhat self-congratulatory and celebratory and sort of backward-looking mood, but at the same time, we obviously have not lost track of the end goal. We are still impatient and we're still very much looking ahead. So, Juan Carlos, thank you very much for bringing up the issue of national ownership. I think that the issue of national ownership and political will to complete is essential to reaching the goals of this convention. And in fact, the Oslo Action Plan has a action point number one under the initial best practices section, which was a novelty of this action plan, which is devoted exactly to that national ownership and political will. And typically when we talk about this for mine affected states, we're looking at support from central government for mine action. We're looking at the existence of a mine action center. We're looking for a national strategy with a timeline for clearance. And we're looking for providing financial contributions to their own Article 5 implementation. And we know that this is very challenging for many countries where there are also other, and many other perhaps, unmet needs for the population. So I would say it gives much hope, and it's a popular thing. I have to say I was happy to see in the latest version of the Mine Action Review this year that, in fact, 25 out of 30 mine-affected states report that they're making their own financial contributions to their own Article 5 implementation. So, in fact, many of the criteria you would think are in place. So, if you will allow me, I would like to just zoom in on the concept of ownership and political will in a bit of a broader context, because this really relates to what can we all do to support the countries who are affected. And this same report tells us that few states are in fact on track to completing clearance by 2025, but that many could be reaching their deadlines if two things were in place: improved program performance and increased funding. In fact, 11 countries out of these 30 are very close to the finishing line and would be able to complete if these two factors, improved program performance and increased funding, were in place. And I think that there is quite possible to look at this and to see, you know, a positive way of going about improving this. And that brings me to another point of the Oslo Action Plan. We think that more conversations about the needs and challenges of mine action should be happening at country level on a regular basis. This is important to maintain the interests of donors as well and for demonstrating results. Much of the time in Geneva, let's face it, we're talking about mine-affected countries rather than with them. And there is a real need for ongoing conversations between national authorities, between demining operators, and donor representatives at country level as a way of maintaining interest, accountability, and commitment of, in fact, increasing ownership and political will for everyone. And there aren't enough of these conversations taking place at country level at present, and there should be more of this. And we think that that is perhaps the largest contribution that we can all make. Yeah, thank you. I will stop there.